almost all the protests and demonstrations and teach-ins I've been to in the last 10 or 15 years have been either about the war, particularly about Middle East, particularly about American politics abroad, and particularly about American racist politics at home. Stop and Frisk, Ferguson, Eric Garner, right? That those are the ones that all the feminists I know and my family have been protesting and talking about and feeling are of immediate impact on everybody's lives and political conscience and responsibility. And I think, you know, in each of those instances, so, you know, do Muslim women need saving, or all of a sudden Republicans talking about Afghani women needing access to education, there's a feminist critique involved in that, and it's a feminist critique that's certainly part of why those are the things that were of immediate concern to people, right? And I know I have a lot of former students who work on the internet now. That's where many young feminists work. And being a young feminist who works on the internet, especially if you're concerned about racism or gender discrimination or sexual orientation discrimination, it just means getting rape and death threats every single day. And so I think all of those things together for me are totally feminist issues. Like, you know, I am far more concerned about Trayvon Martin than I am about gay marriage, right? That the way we think about injustice or rights-bearing subjects, who is silenced in the public sphere, whose life is less worthy, why is that life led? Those are feminist questions. They don't necessarily always land on female bodies, but they're feminist questions. And that where our activism lands, like I write about 16th and 17th century women, and my optic is always about, you know, the stories we tell about political rights and who has a political voice. And, you know, they're definitely about a historical era, a distance from us. But the questions that I'm asking are coming from a place of, you know, both how did we get to a delimited sense of political rights, and how is the dominant historiographical story we tell about that actually wrong and interested, right? Male historians tell a very interested story, and I don't agree with that story. So it's about revisioning dominant narratives, right? And that I think for almost everybody who's a feminist, whatever they work on, you know, where their attention is on in their activist life or in their public sphere life is really looking at inequality, injustice, and the dominant structures of power that make some people lesser than others, whether those people are women or gay people or people of color. And in America, it's people of color, right? And it's not just right now. There's a long history to that, right? So I don't think there's a distance.